Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Think about when everything seems to be going wrong, those moments when nothing quite comes together as you planned, and the world feels like it's weighing down on you. What do you do when that wave of defeat starts to wash over your mind and body? Do you lie down and let it take you, or do you fight like your life depends on it? That powerful force that kicks in during the darkest of times, that's perseverance. It's the gritty determination that refuses to let you concede. Perseverance is a word often tossed around in motivational speeches and self-help books. But what does it truly mean? Is it blind stubbornness to keep going no matter what, or is there a nuanced approach to this mental strength? Let's break down this multifaceted concept. At its core, perseverance is about refusing to give up in the face of difficulty. But it's not just gritting your teeth and plowing through obstacles. True perseverance has a strategic bent. It's about staying focused on a long-term goal while adapting and improving as you go. It's part resilience, the ability to bounce back when you get knocked down, and part resolve, the unwavering determination to carry on no matter what the circumstances happen to be. Just imagine long-distance hikers, their bodies aching, blisters forming, yet they push through the discomfort with a laser-like focus on the breathtaking peak awaiting them. They know that a little rest, a change in pace, or even a slight detour might be necessary at times, but their eyes always remain fixed on the ultimate goal, to reach the summit. Naturally, there are different ways perseverance manifests in life. If you have a major life goal, like building a successful business, that requires goal-focused perseverance. Then there are times when life throws a curveball. A health issue, a sudden job loss, a major setback demanding immediate challenge-based perseverance to overcome that particular blow. Some people choose to use perseverance as a tool for personal development. Mastering a foreign language, conquering a fear of heights, or learning complex dance routines, which require a different self-driven kind of perseverance. It's a testament to the versatility of this trait that it can be applied across so many aspects of our lives. Like everything powerful in life, perseverance is a double-edged sword. It's incredible what you can achieve when you harness that inner strength. You develop deep self-confidence knowing you've overcome significant challenges. That journey is what gives accomplishments their true flavor. Nothing quite compares to the joy earned through sweat and determination. However, sometimes that relentless focus can backfire. It's important to remember that perseverance isn't about charging blindly ahead without evaluating. We all have a tendency to get stuck in our old ways, our tried and true methods, but a crucial part of perseverance is being adaptable. It's about taking moments to pause and reflect, asking if there's a better path. Maybe you need a short break to avoid burnout and return with a fresh perspective. Perseverance isn't about brute force. It's about working smarter as you work harder. Think of those struggling writers who hit a wall. perseverance isn't about banging their heads endlessly against a keyboard. It might mean taking a long walk, letting their minds wander, and then coming back to the page with newfound clarity. How can you build this strength within yourself? One powerful technique is to break large goals into digestible chunks. Don't get overwhelmed by the enormity of the thing. Focus on the next small step. Celebrate every milestone, every victory, every challenge you surpass. And don't underestimate the power of motivation and inspiration. Find stories of triumph over adversity, whether it's a biography, a documentary, or even a fictional film. The reminder that others have fought and won can bolster your own fighting spirit. At the end of the day, what does a life imbued with perseverance look like, and what kind of person does it create? Is it someone who is constantly struggling, or is it someone who meets adversity with an almost philosophical determination, knowing that life is full of highs and lows, but also that it's the fight within that truly gives meaning to existence? Well, that's for you to decide. However, when you finally understand the meaning of true perseverance, you will stop seeing your path as a struggle. You would have learned that obstacles are a part of the path itself, and it's that journey, the constant fight to evolve and overcome, that makes life truly worth living. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.